Rescue and the long road to recovery in parts of Florida. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Sanibel Island and Fort Myers Beach taking the direct hit from Hurricane Ian, a Category 4 storm, as it made landfall last week. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida on ABC's This Week.
Our priority now is to identify the people that remain on Sanibel who wanted to stay there but eventually have to come off because there's just no way to continue with life there. There's no way to restore the power. There's no economy there. At some point, they'll have to be moved. And, you know, as I said, that bridge will be rebuilt. That'll take a very long time, a couple of years at least.
Senator Rubio praising the response from FEMA and the federal government. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell talking about safety on Fox News Sunday.
People are working hard to start to fix their homes and clean out their homes, but they need to be taking care of themselves, taking breaks, because we also see an increase in the number of dehydration incidents or heart attacks.
President Biden is expected to visit Florida Wednesday. On the horizon, Hurricane Orlean, now downgraded to Category 3 strength, headed to Mexico's northwest Pacific coast between Mazatlan and San Blas. 10 inches of rain are expected. Flooding and mudslides are a concern. The current state of the FBI causing other concerns. Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
We're seeing partisan, unequal application of the law. We're seeing abusive tactics, and we're seeing general wokeism that causes very troubling concerns as whether or not justice is blind.
He says he's working with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees to investigate. A helicopter spins out of control and crashes in the front yard southeast of Fresno, California. Authorities report no deaths, only the two men on board hospitalized with minor injuries. Police say the chopper clipped the edge of the house and sheared off the top of a palm tree before hitting the ground. The NTSB is investigating. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Ukrainian military advances continue despite Russia's declaration it annexed parts of Ukraine. Fox's Trey Yangst.
The blue and yellow Ukrainian flag flying once again over an area Putin claimed as Russian. Ukrainian forces continue to push forward, bolstered by increasing supplies of Western weapons, destroying Putin's claims of success. In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterating his vow to fight for every foot of land. The path of our enemy is also completely clear, Zelensky says, defeat, shame, and condemnation. There are serious concerns in the West that Russian President Putin faces such internal and external pressure that he may take a step up on the escalation ladder.
The U.S. and most other Western countries rejecting Russian-backed referendum voting in occupied Ukraine, calling it a sham when Russia asked residents if they wanted to break away and become part of Russia. The president and vice president both speaking last night at a congressional Black Caucus event in Washington.
We're expanding our efforts to build Black wealth, like others have, through home ownership, because we know that's how you build equity and pass down that wealth from generation to generation.
President Biden also talking about government spending and taxes. Another spacecraft makes a close flyby to a solar system wonder. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
For the first time in 22 years, a human-built space probe flew pretty close and grabbed a bunch of photos of Europa. It's Jupiter's famous icy ocean moon. The Juno spacecraft was launched back in 2011 and just this past Thursday came within 220 miles of Europa. NASA scientists are still reviewing the data, which will be used to plan the upcoming Europa Clipper, a probe intended to orbit the giant moon. Europa Clipper is set to launch in 2 years.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.